it's a great joy, it's a great miracle to be here, to be able to be among you, among in this desert, consolations, this desert of help or human resources. But as you say, as you hear the gospel, you know, it's a great encouragement, a great joy. Because our Lord will call blessed us, because we are suffering what we are undergoing. He says one of the greatest, most beautiful gospels, you know, the eight Beatitudes on the mountain. And we can say that these Beatitudes reflect what is the wisdom of the cross. That great grace that Saint Louis de Montfort wanted us to ask every day, on a daily basis. He said, ask from God the wisdom of the cross. And these eight Beatitudes precisely give us an insight of how great the greatest gift on earth, the greatest could happen to us is the cross. Suffering, persecution, tears. When we show mercy to the others and to give ourselves to the others for God's sake. When we are patient, when we are doing our duties, when we are faithful. You notice, for example, the first Beatitude is, blessed are those who are in poor in spirit. And this Beatitude means that we don't expect nothing from this world. We expect nothing from men. Where we don't expect nothing of consolation for us on earth. This is to be poor of spirit. Means we suffice for us that we love God and God loves us. We are serving God, we are serving Mary, should be sufficient for us. That is this is what it means to be poor in spirit. We have the treasure with us, with our Lord Jesus Christ, His kingdom, His grace, His faith, His promises, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the saints available to us in prayer, the example of the saints. We have everything. Doesn't matter if we don't have the rest. Doesn't matter. This is why it's the wisdom of the cross. We understand that whatever happened to us is for our good. And in this moment, more than ever, we are crucified. We are being left alone. We are persecuted. We are labeled as someone who are should be put away or put to death or should not exist. We have many labels among us that people are given to us. Just to give an example, I would say 1 week after I left Silver City, my monastery, because doctrinal reasons. The SSPS priest in my chapel where I was serving as a sacristan for six years, you know, on a daily basis, in a sermon, being present in my family even, he said, pray for Father Rafael because he is possessed by the devil. Yes. Something happened to him that he's doing diabolical activities because he left his monastery. And the only explanation for us is that he's possessed by the devil in the sermon, in public, with all my people. So that was the last mass that my mother went to see. So this is the wisdom of the cross, to realize that to imitate our Lord, to follow the steps of our Lord to Calvary, is the most glorious possible happening to us. And this is why I have been bringing to you our little solitude, because it is a request of Fatima, that we spend our time, our resources, consoling, repairing Mary's Immaculate Heart. Nothing else, nothing more than that. To fulfill our duty of state with the intention of repairing the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The most glorious possible activity that we ever imagine. Because we are serving, we are doing something for the Queen of Heaven and Earth, for our Mother, our dear Mother, the Mother of God. I tell people that there are 14 acts of mercy. Out of the 14 acts of mercy, God has told us that we can still fulfill one of those 14, we can fulfill one of those 14 acts of mercy toward Mary. And every minute. So we can give a lot to Mary in acts of mercy, which is the act of mercy which is command us to console the saddened, those who are in tears, to console them. We are able to do that towards Mary. And by doing that, we are doing more than if we will save in the whole world. Because Mary, in the mind of God, Mary is worth more, is more valuable, is more important than the rest together, put together. So what we do for Mary is the greatest secret of Fatima for the spiritual life, for our sanctification. To know that we can be in solitude, in crucifixion, in the desert, persecuted, in Mary, with Mary, like Mary. It's the greatest grace. So this is why we have to be very encouraged by this gospel. The second beatitude says the following: blessed are those who are meek. So those who are meek, yes, they will possess the earth. So meekness, remember, is this peaceful state of mind, of soul, of body, in the midst of storms, in the midst of trials, in the midst of temptations. You are, your peace, nobody can take away your peace, our peace of being with Mary and our Lord Jesus Christ together. Even if we are in the midst of our crucifixion, we should not lose our peace, that meekness. This is why, even if we are persecuted or we are suffering, we should not change our peace in our soul. Because what we have is tremendously beautiful and has eternal value, and in comparison with the rest is nothing. What we are losing, what people is doing to us, should not matter whatever happened to us. Because we need to practice meekness. Our Lord commanded us, imitate, follow my humility and meekness, no? My heart, my most sacred heart. Blessed are those who cry. Yes. Because they shall be consoled for eternity. So it doesn't matter that we cry. Even we should be crying every moment. Yes, this is Father Hugo used to say, so horrible the situation today that instead of laughing, we should be crying. Yes, I agree with that. We should be crying every minute together with Mary, you know, in her solitude, because she's witnessing the loss of souls into hell, souls very dear to her that she had been doing great cares and great efforts to save them. It is time to cry. It's time to cry. We don't look for consolations here now. Blessed are those who have great need, and those who are in hunger and thirst for justice sake, for justice, for holiness. So those who desire the kingdom of those who desire the kingship of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what is meant in this beatitude. We desire the kinship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Like our spiritual favorite taught us, it's the greatest activity, the greatest desire, that he may, his kingdom may come, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So that desire, he said, because they will be filled up. Of course, our Lord is going to triumph. Sure, the triumph is ours. It's our Lord's triumph. So we have just to wait to endure a few more, I don't know how many, months or years, we don't know. But we just have to be hungry for this kingdom, to pray for it. Lord, come, come, thy kingdom come. That hunger, especially by keeping the sound doctrine, the true doctrine, the unadulterated doctrine, is how we are in practice professing that we want his kingdom to come. You notice, those who are adulterating or profanating or compromising the faith, they don't want Christ to reign. They want the world, other religions, other ideologies to reign together with Christ. It's why it's so important to our fight, because we want our Lord to reign, and he alone. Nobody can be at the same step or lower even, nothing. Nobody can claim reign. The French Revolution, the principles of Masonry, cannot claim nothing. They don't have rights at all. No rights, there's no rights. The only have those rights to reign is our Lord Jesus Christ. So we must have this truth. This is why our battle goes on. We don't see the end, but it's very struggling. We are in a situation which is worse than ever in the history of mankind. That a Mexican priest has to come to England all the way from another continent to say masses is never was seen before, never in the history of England, never was seen that. Blessed are those who are merciful, especially mercy towards the Blessed Virgin Mary, I tell you. Because what we do for Mary, we do it in a plentiful way for the others altogether. So this mercy has to be first and for all towards Mary. And every minute, every second if possible. It's why Archbishop Lefebvre will emphasize that we must be consecrated to Mary. We must practice our consecration. And the most perfect way to do it is Saint Clement IV, always he's the champion for that. Archbishop Lefebvre was always very insisting in this consecration. Because we must console Mary. We must practice this act of mercy, of being good children, repairing her heart constantly. And preaching her in season and out of season. Because it is the matrix of all graces. Everything depends upon Mary. Whatever we do for Mary, we do it for the whole world. For our families. For the resistance. This is mercy. Mercy is towards the world, towards us, towards the families. If we want mercy, is to have mercy upon the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the measure we have mercy upon Mary, God will want to have mercy upon us. It's a fact. It's a beautiful, beautiful fact. Beati misericordis quoniam ipse misericordiam consequentur. Blessed are those who are merciful, because they shall find mercy. Next beatitude is, blessed are those who are a clean heart. Yes. You notice, We don't claim that we are saints, of course not. We are the most weakest, the weaker, very weak. But to be despoiled, to be allowed to be despoiled from mass, from priests, from consolation from the sacraments, from many friends and families, because we don't want to commit a sin against faith, is exactly what we are following Archbishop Lefebvre and the saints' example. In order to be clean from being compromising or selling out our Lord, yes, we are ready to suffer whatever. To keep clean, to have this clean heart concerning faith and morals also. our Lord will call us blessed, because you prefer to die and to be left with our sacraments before compromising and being unfaithful to our Lord for one sin, from one compromise about the faith with a compromising priest. This is another example of our fight. By being faithful to our Lord in this traditional fight of the faith, we are being called blessed by our Lord. Blessed. You shall see God. Look at that. Those who are clean, those who look for the cleanness of not being not allowing sin to prevail upon our Lord, is what our Lord calls us blessed. You are blessed for having this standing. Because it's very important, this because many people for many people the end justifies the means. Yes. So if they want a sacrament, doesn't matter who is the priest, who is the preacher, what is his standing in concerning the faith, and only to get a sacrament, they share in the sins of this priest against the faith. So they prefer a benefit than to be clean of heart at the price of martyrdom. Also he said, blessed are those the peacemakers, because those are called the children of God. Peacemaker, in fact, this is the motto of the Benedictines. Means we preach order. We preach the supernatural order. Christ first, and the rest has to serve completely our Lord, to love him and to acknowledge him as a king. This is peace. When our Lord is reigning, you have peace. This is why, again, when we have the right doctrine, we are preaching peace. Even if that cause has a death sentence. Next, blessed are those who suffer persecution for justice sake. Because for to them belong the kingdom of heaven. Literally, we are persecuted completely. You notice other religions, Protestants, Novus Ordo, Sede Vacantist, SSPX, Saint Peter, other Ecclesia Dei Commission, they persecute us to death. Yes. It's a good sign. When we are persecuted, our Lord calls us blessed. Blessed. Don't forget about that. So it's not something to get rid of. Like we have Bishop Fillet saying, no, we must find our place in the Conciliar Church. They have to acknowledge that we are Catholics. We must fight for that acknowledgement of the Conciliar Church that we are Catholics. No, on the contrary, we want persecution, because the situation of today is either with our Lord or against our Lord. If we're with our Lord, that means that the whole world is against us. That's it. So necessarily persecution, and persecution by all. Laws, even by all the laws, liberal laws of the countries. So what is left to us is the faith and Mary. Through the faith and Mary we go to our Lord Jesus Christ and his promises. And also, lastly, he said, blessed are those, are you, if they curse thee, they persecute you, and if they say whatever evil things against you, rejoice and exalt, because your reward is great. It's great. This is our encouragement, dear friend. This is our encouragement. the cross, the wisdom of the cross, the most glorious of all battles, to be martyr, to suffer constant martyrdom, to prefer martyrdom than committing one sin, to prefer to cry than to compromise our Lord in order to laugh or to be in an easy life or to be without persecution. No, we prefer to laugh, we prefer to cry. We prefer the tears, yes. This is the greatest encouragement, dear faithful, is our battle is the most glorious of all battles. So I want you to keep persevering. Remember that we are united, so but we are united with our Lady. So she's going to give what we need. Whatever she decides is okay. If she decides that we are going to suffer more, it's okay. It doesn't matter. Whatever she decides, in order to help her to save souls and to appease the anger of God, we agree with that. So let's have this generous heart to embrace whatever it may happen to us and to be always rejoicing and happy, being happy for what is for the grace of being chosen to keep this battle against the whole world by the Maccabees, by the Christeros, by the great martyrs, by the apostles. Few against the whole world with the power of Mary and our Lord. May the saints of Abdon and Senen may help us to understand these realities. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.